The topic given to me tonight is entitled "The Wisdom in Serving God in Your Youth." Thank you for the song, Scott. The Wisdom in Serving God in Your Youth. Turn to Ecclesiastes 12, verse 1. Ecclesiastes 12, verse 1. And as we're turning, remember that the book of Ecclesiastes has a central theme, if you will, the things of the world, the earthly things, and the things of God. One is vain and empty, and one is full or fulfilling. Ecclesiastes 12, verse 1 reads, "Remember now your Creator in the days of your youth, before the difficult days come and the years draw near when you say, 'I have no pleasure in them.'" Remember now. Solomon writes, and we are instructed today to remember now. Not remember when we feel like it, not remember at a better time in our life or when we get done with this audit or this thing at our job. Remember now, while we're young. This Devo is directed towards the young, but all of us should be able to draw the principles and precepts that God has set forth before us. A similar verse that has this same concept of remember now is 2 Corinthians 6, verse 2. And I thought of this. 2 Corinthians 6, verse 2 quotes the book of Isaiah initially and then goes on to say, "Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Today is the day of salvation." There should be a sense of urgency in both of these. We should feel a sense of urgency for remembering our Creator. Now, before we get into the wisdom of what serving, the wisdom in serving God, let's look at serving God. Compare Ecclesiastes 12, verse 1 to Romans 12, verse 1. Romans 12, verse 1, I'll read 1 and 2, but we'll key in on verse 1. Romans 12, verse 1 says, "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service." Verse 2 says, "And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God." Our service simply is to present a holy and pleasing sacrifice to God. But how are we to be holy and how are we to be pleasing? Well, we have to know what He wants. We have to know what God wants. Hebrews 11, verse 6 says that without faith it is impossible to please God. So from that we know that with faith we can, or it is possible to please God. And how do we obtain that faith? Romans 10, 17 lets us know that faith come by hearing and hearing of the word of God. But what is the wisdom thereof? What is the wisdom in starting young? What is the benefit in starting to serve God, obeying God now rather than later? Looking at the phrase in Ecclesiastes 12, verse 1, it starts off by saying, "Remember now your Creator in the days of your youth, before the difficult days come." I believe the King James renders it "before the evil days." It reminded me of Ephesians 5, verse 15 and 16. Paul admonishes us and teaches us that, and he says, starting verse 15, "See then that ye walk circumspectly, not deviating left or right, walking on that tightrope. Walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil." So a quick question we can all ask ourselves is simply, are we redeeming the time that we're given, or are we risking it? We're all given the same amount of time. We have days, hours, weeks, years, but some of us are better stewards. And so ask yourself the question, am I being a good steward of the time God has granted me? We're not promised tomorrow. Online, I was trying to read into like habits and try to find some scholarly article that I could tie into the Devo, and I couldn't find anything perfect. because it's not the Word of God. But I did find something that said the majority of habits are formed by the age of 9 years old. Now, we know that everything we read online is true. So how true this is, I don't know. But I think from anecdotal evidences, I think we all have our own personal experiences that can prove that that forming habits at a young age is easier, per se. But I think the Bible gives us examples as well, more importantly. Let's look at the life of David. Consider 1 Samuel chapters 18 through roughly the end of the chapter, until Saul dies at the end of the chapter. But David is persecuted. He's hunted. Saul is trying to commit homicide. He's trying to plan and stage a murder. And David is able to overcome and withstand these temptations. He's even offered the chance to kill Saul, and he doesn't. But how is he able to do this? I think we can attribute a lot of it back to the way he was trained, the way he grew up, the way he was when he was younger. 1 Samuel 17, 32 through 37, roughly, we read of, we know chapter 17 to be David and Goliath. Starting in verse 32 says, "Then David said to Saul, 'Let no man's heart fail because of him. Your servant,'" so stopping right there, David is already referring to himself as a servant. He already has the mindset that he's going to serve. "Your servant will go and fight with this Philistine." And Saul responds. Saul said to David, "You are not able to go against this Philistine and fight with him, for you are a youth, and he a man of war from his youth." David then explains to Saul, "Well, I've been able to defeat the lion and the bear, but not of my own accord, not of David's own accord." In verse 37 of 1 Samuel 17, he explains, "The Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear, he will deliver me from the hand of the Philistine." Simply a habit, a mental habit that he formed. We talk about muscle memory in sports. Our brain is but a muscle. He set in his mind that God will deliver him, and this is whom I'm going to serve. And that's what he continued in the rest of his life. A man after God's own heart. And let's look at Jesus, the man that we are to mold and shape our lives after today. Matthew 4, we see Jesus being tempted by Satan. And each time he responds with, "It is written." Or he responds with the word of God. He sets up that barricade, that wall, that your temptations will not reach me because I have a wall of the word of God. Verse 10, Jesus even responds, "Away with you, Satan, for it is written, 'You shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve.'" Now, Jesus didn't learn that verse the day before and then was able to combat Satan with that verse. Now, yes, we should be studying daily to be able to withstand the next day if given to us. But look at Luke 2, starting verse 43 down through the rest of the chapter, verse 52, we see Jesus lingering behind in Jerusalem and listening to the teachers. He's a 12-year-old boy. Someday, I mean, we would consider 12-year-olds immature and, like I said, a boy. But his mind was not quite. His mother asks him, "Son, why have you done this to us? Why have you lingered behind?" And Jesus responds, "Did you not know that I must be about my Father's business?" It was second nature. He knew. I would say it, him being able to grow up and train himself in the Word of God. Now, can I say this foolproof? Maybe not, but it made it easier for him to withstand temptation. And I know for a fact that if we train ourselves young, we will be able to withstand temptation easier. The wisdom in serving God in our youth is simply that when difficult times come, we will know what to do. When you have it made up in your mind that you're not going to participate in the earthly things of this world, the the drugs, the drinking, the sex before marriage, whatever, name it. Whenever you have it set in your mind that I'm not going to do that, that I'm not going to fall to the temporary gratification that the world might offer, it's easier to say no to those things. It's easy to say, no, you don't grant me eternal life, but God has. So that's whom I'm going to serve. I'm not going to serve you because you can't promise me anything that's worthwhile. You can promise me vanity, but you can't promise me eternal life. And to close, Psalm 71, verse 17, if you'd turn there. Psalm 71, verse 17. Royce mentioned this in Sunday night, and I told him I wanted to use it. Good thing he doesn't have a copyright. Psalm 71, verse 17. And it reads, O God, you have taught me from my youth, and to this day I declare your wondrous works. Maybe you're struggling with the vain things of the world. Maybe you're waiting for a better time. I remember I always, in high school, I was, well, when I grow up, I'll do it. Maybe that's you today. Maybe you're lingering, and you're not lingering in Jerusalem like Jesus. You're lingering and waiting on the day that you want to obey God. Maybe you haven't submitted your will to God, and you haven't obeyed the gospel. I encourage you that today is the day to remember your Creator. Today is the day of salvation. Whatever you need, please come as we stand and sing.